The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and these podcasts we bring to you every other week, highlighting some of our small, large businesses, a variety of businesses that are here: manufacturing, finance, retail, restaurant, specialty service. And right now we're going to get you into shape with this podcast. In North Haven, a new facility has been born out and is open for you in a convenient location along Washington Avenue. It's the Resilient Training Lab. Beautiful facility. We had the ribbon cutting there a few weeks back, and it's in a pretty good high traffic area of North Haven, but plenty of parking to access it as well. And the hours are very convenient. If you haven't used free weights or want to understand some of the new technology that's there and how to use this and how to be coached in person or remotely or use the facility on your own, we bring in Paul Milano of Resilient Training Lab to tell us all about it. Paul, welcome. It's great to have you here on this podcast.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk a little bit more about health and fitness and how the weight room can help each and every one of you.
Well, you look, the phrase is buff. You look like a person very much, very healthy, very vibrant, very robust. A lot of people, when they approach any type of a health endeavor like this, may feel a form of intimidation when they start out. But we're understanding now that mind-body wellness is correlated. Work performance is correlated to personal health and wellness. Even how you digest food is related to how you work out and stay healthy. So let's talk about health habits in general before we start talking about the facility. And people who may be in their middle age or later may feel intimidated about getting back into the gym, but you work one-on-one with people, you use the coaching, you get people sort of in shape that way. It's a positive experience, and you want people to approach it with positivity.
Yeah, that's definitely the toughest part. Lifting weights and fitness in general is extremely intimidating, and you're not alone in that feeling. And I think that's the first thing to recognize, is that everyone stepping into that gym for the first time is intimidated, and that's okay. And that's part of the reason it's such a strong building of mental kind of health too, is because it forces you to do hard things and become comfortable doing hard things. And at first, you know, that isn't comfortable. And one of the biggest things that we found is that people come into a gym and it's already intimidating, but then on top of it, they don't have a plan. They don't know exactly what to do. And if you add in those two factors, it's intimidating, and then they're lost and they don't know exactly what to do and where to get started, because there's so much information coming at them from all different directions about, you know, do this or do that. And when you have that feeling of not knowing what to do, plus the intimidation, it's very easy just to kind of be like, all right, this isn't for me. But what we do that's, you know, a little bit different, that has helped a lot of people get started, is create custom plans for everyone that trains with us. And having that plan when you come to the gym can alleviate a lot of that intimidation, because now you know exactly what you're going to do. And that plan is customized for you based on your current ability levels. So I think everyone's gone to the gym and they've tried to do, you know, a program or a group class, and that group class might have been like way too hard or way too easy for them because it just didn't match up with their current ability levels. So if you can kind of start where you currently are and slowly build, you're going to get all the benefits of lifting weights. And like you said, there's just so much to it beyond the physical. You know, most people get into it for the physical aspects, but most people stick around for all the mental health benefits and the productive benefits and the energy and just the overall feeling of being, you know, healthier.
Yeah. And of course it's part of a healthy lifestyle, because obviously nutrition is put into that, sleep, rest. You know, the body just doesn't do one thing. So the old gym that I think a lot of people, I'm going to bring them way back here from the 70s, 80s, the phrase was back then, no pain, no gain. And the meaning of that is, unless you are struggling or feeling significant pain in your joints or in your muscles, or overextending yourself with your cardiovascular output, nothing was going to be happening. That's not true. That's the old days. So walk us into a better scene here where you need to put some effort in, but certainly you don't have to have pain.
Well, I think you just nailed it with that last statement right there. I think that phrase started out in good conscience, where someone was just trying to get someone to work a little bit harder, and then it got misconstrued to the extreme where people are like, oh, it's gotta hurt. And it's like, no, it shouldn't hurt. There should be no pain while you're working out. And if there is, it just means that you're kind of starting at the wrong spot. Maybe what you're doing is a little bit too hard, or a little more advanced than where you're currently at. And finding a better entry point can alleviate a lot of those things. Because like you said, we want to be putting an effort. And you know, sometimes putting an effort is a little bit uncomfortable, but it certainly isn't painful. and I think we're all used to that, you know, uncomfortable feeling that, you know, is evolved around any change. You know, when you do something hard at work, it's uncomfortable. When you do something hard at the gym, it's uncomfortable. But that's not to say it's painful. And, you know, getting people to be more comfortable being uncomfortable and getting people to be able to recognize that pain is a normal occurrence, but it's not something that we have to kind of deal with during training. And there's always different ways to kind of go about it to avoid pain and to start to build up the strength and capacity of your body so that you can start to do more and more activities without pain. And I think a lot of times people find pain is a limiting factor of their abilities to do things. They might, you know, sit out on an activity with their friend because they're afraid that it might flare up their back, or they might sit out on an activity with their kids because they're afraid that, you know, it might hurt them. And one of the most powerful things, you know, lifting weights and getting stronger and training and fitness does is it increases your capacity to do those activities. So you don't have to say no, or you don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, it's going to hurt, because you've done things like that in the gym and you know your body's capable of doing those things, and you've built up the strength and capacity to handle maybe some harder or like more promiscuous positions. Whereas, you know, if you just tried them on day one, it might cause pain, but you know, 6 months from now, when we regressed back to a movement that was similar, but you could handle without pain and slowly built up, now you're going to be finding yourself doing all of these activities that you might have found painful before to be not painful. So it's a weird kind of saying, no pain, no gain, because in my head, one of the many things that training can do for you is kind of increase your capacity to do things without experience pain.
Yeah. Well, the thing about your coaching and the one-on-one, you offer remote coaching, in-person coaching, you have the coaching hours in the morning, the afternoon, the flexibility. I'm not talking about the body's flexibility, because that's part of it too, but your actual business flexibility. You have a 24/7 facility. So you provide members access, unlimited coaching, personalizing a program for somebody, working with them at their own capacity and level, check-ins. So you're sort of walking with somebody along their progress over time. Describe the benefits of this kind of hybrid approach that you take.
So I like that you've walking along. That's how we describe it exactly. I'm kind of the guide, and you're on your journey, and I'm just there to kind of to guide you along the right path, and maybe nudge you and to the left on the split instead of the right, just from, you know, knowing past experiences and stuff. So that's really what it comes down to is every single person that walks through our door is different. Everyone's unique, has unique goals, a unique training history, a unique injury history, unique beliefs about training. And the program and the offering should reflect that, that they should reflect that, you know, everyone's a little bit different. So by allowing for everyone to have a personalized program that trains with us, we can make that program unique to them and fit exactly what they need, so they're not wasting any time in the gym and everything is as efficient as possible and as, you know, specific to their goals as possible, and kind of progresses and builds with them. And then from an accessibility standpoint, we do things a little bit differently, where we just have coaches on the floor for, you know, open hours in the morning and open hours at night, that are there to help you, and help everybody in the facility and coach them and help them with their technique and weight selection and just be there to answer questions and bounce ideas off of. And the facility is 24/7. And we made this change because we were finding a lot of people were having a lot of trouble getting to the gym during regular hours, or they're having trouble getting to the gym for a specific time. A lot of people will have like a one-on-one session that starts, you know, exactly at 1 o'clock. And if you're 10 minutes late, then you lost 10 minutes of your training. So we switched to this more open kind of format to allow people the flexibility to come in and train on their time when they wanted. They can come in and train as long as they want for as little as they want. Cause at the end of the day, the more time you spend, you know, working out, the more you're going to get out of it. So if we can open it up and allow people to come in more and get more training in, they're just going to get more out of the gym. And we really wanted to create an environment that invited people to come to the gym. I think all too often people get gym memberships and then they never use them. And we wanted to kind of fight that and get as many of our members in the gym as much as possible so that they can all see, you know, the amazing benefits of working out.
Yeah. And of course, people would think if the gym has limited hours or if my trainer is very limited times and no flexibility that way, you know, I only have, well, I have 45 minutes before I have to get home, get showered, get ready, you know, go to work, or I'll hit the gym on my lunch hour. You've heard that one before.
Yeah.
And you're in, you're out. It's like, all right, 1 hour. So the stress of the time is taken away by the way you've structured your facility as well. Let's talk a little bit about just different levels of training, if we can, a little bit, Paul, in sort of age groups. Younger people obviously are more resilient. Their bodies theoretically are stronger if they're in their 20s, 30s. People get into middle age, well, maybe you have a balky knee or you have a injury or maybe you have a bad back. And quite honestly, we put on weight. So you put on about 30, 40 extra pounds and you haven't done cardio in a long time, that may feel like an impossible task. Talk about some of your success stories, the people you're working out with in different age groups and how they've been achieving success.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the big things that I never let people complain about at the gym is their age. So we have a lot of different people in all different age ranges. In fact, a majority of our clientele is probably in the 40 to 60 range. And we have a few clients over 70 and one client who's 82. So, you know, age is just a number when it comes to training. I think a lot of it comes down to physical fitness, right? People will be like, oh man, I feel old. And it's not that you feel old. It's just that you're losing your physical fitness, right, as you age. Because when you're a kid and you're in high school, maybe you're playing sports, you're active, you're playing with your friends, and you're kind of getting that physical fitness in without trying. But as you get older, you have more and more responsibilities. You have a family, you have a job, and that physical fitness doesn't just happen. You have to go out of your way to make it happen. And I think we all, you know, have, you know, that friend who's whatever, 70, 80, and they're, you know, still in dance class and they're, you know, going on walks every day with their friends and, you know, they're just crushing it. And if you ask them, I bet you they never stopped, you know, they just always have been active their whole life. And that's the key is to build your physical fitness to kind of fight aging. Like that's the number one thing you can do to fight the aging process is to get physically fit. And like you said, it's hard to get started. It's hard to start from scratch. And I think people often try to do too much too soon. They want to reinvent their wheel and kind of do a complete 180 and change everything about their like lifestyle habits and their physical fitness habits. And really the name of the game is slow and steady. This is the tortoise and the hare, the turtle wins the race here. You want to just do just a little bit more than you're currently doing. Maybe if you're not doing anything, maybe it's just going out for a walk a couple of times a week and building from there. Maybe you're walking for, 20 minutes, three times a week, and you work up to do it an hour, three times a week over the course of months. And then you add in another day, and then you kind of come into the gym and you're like, what can I do here? And we start to maybe add a day or two of lifting weights in, and to slowly build up till you're able to do more and more is the key to success when you first start, because it doesn't take much to move the needle. We just need to do, more than we're currently doing. And then slowly build. We call it aggressive overload in the fitness world. And as long as you're kind of slowly doing a little bit more than you did last week, you're going to reap all of the benefits of fitness. So it doesn't need to be this grandiose, NFL athlete type plan where you read on the internet like, oh, you need to train 7 days a week for 2 hours. And it's like, yeah, maybe if you're in the NFL and getting paid millions of dollars, but none of us are. So you need to find the real key is finding what fits with your life, what fits your routine, what is sustainable over a long period of time, and what can you do, really for the rest of your life, because, fitness is something that you should be adopting for the rest of your life. And that's one of the big skills we hope to teach people, is giving them the confidence and abilities to walk into any gym for the rest of their life and know what they're doing and not feel intimidated.
Great. Well, obviously you don't intimidate. You're very happy describing this and interviewing you. I can tell the joy that you have in this work and to see the outcome. So just a couple of minutes we have left. The final question I have is, what happens on my first visit? So I'm going to meet you with Paul. I'm going to meet with, the training. It's time to talk about an assessment, time to take a look at what I need to do and what my aspirations are. What do I want to get out of the program in a year or 5 years? So talk about the first meeting.
Exactly. So the first time you come into the gym, we either do a tour or an assessment, and you can sign up for a tour and assessment right on the website. Find a time that works for you. This is going to be, a structured one-on-one meeting with a coach. So if you come in for a tour, it's more to just check out the facility. We do offer open gym memberships where you can kind of come in and do your own program and just get to use the facility and take advantage of the 24/7 access. But if you're interested in kind of more of the stuff we've been talking about, where the personalized programming and individualization comes in, the key is to start with the assessment. So during that time, you would sit down with a coach and just talk. You'd be talking about your life, your schedule, your training goals, your training history, your injuries, your medical history, pretty much anything that is kind of pertinent to your health and fitness and pertinent to your kind of where your programming should be. We'll talk about it and kind of deep dive into, maybe things that have been holding you back or things that you want to get out of training. And then we'll finish the meeting up with a little bit of a movement assessment where we go through some of the basic exercises and kind of get a good idea of what your current capabilities are, so we can decide where a starting point is. And from there, you get a program written just for you, and we'll schedule your first training session. You'll come in, meet with a coach, you'll get walked through your program. They'll explain, how to use everything, and kind of, depending on your current ability levels, just kind of individualize that experience to you to make sure that you're comfortable and successful on that first day of actual training. So that assessment really kind of sets the tone for the rest of the experience.
And a good experience it is. Resilient Training Labs, right in the Stop and Shop Center, 87 Washington Avenue in North Haven. ResilientTrainingLab.com, or you can call 203-535-7979. It's ResilientTrainingLab.com and on social media as well. It's an easy way, a good way, healthy way, non-threatening way, comfortable way to get fit and engage with Resilient Training Lab. That's open 24/7, very flexible. And you'll be flexible too and strong if you sign up for this program. Paul Milano, thank you so much from Resilient Training Lab. We've learned a lot.
Thank you for having me. It was great being on, and looking forward to meeting you all.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinnncham.com.